There's been over 12,000 cases of the flu recorded across our state so far this season. Of those cases, there's been 24 deaths, while 3 people have been admitted to hospital on the Sunshine Coast in the past week. It comes as the state government announced $40 million to provide free flu vaccines last month amid soaring cases. More than 900,000 Queenslanders have had the jab so far this year. 518 local government areas across Australia have been analysed for well-being. Noosa has ranked 71, with the Sunshine Coast in 126th position. The well-being rating takes into account our local economy, employment, housing, wealth, community and the environment. SGS Economics and Planning put together the index. Senior Associate Michelle Trondro says it's a good tool for policymakers to see how the region is doing during budget season.
In this latest release, a particular LGA might perform less well, and we really want to understand how that LGA might improve in terms of its national position over time, because that's really a measure of success when it comes to our policies serving communities in the way that they should.
A man is continuing to assist police with their inquiries after a car and the garage of a Watala home were destroyed by fire on Wednesday morning. A mother and her 3-year-old child managed to escape the blaze, while neighbours also evacuated when the garage became engulfed in flames. It took 5 fire crews just under an hour to extinguish. Police patrolling the area later took a man into custody. It'll be alleged he's known to the occupants of the home, and a number of firearms were allegedly recovered from his Blue Holden utility. And Councillor Terry Landsberg has tabled a petition which has been carried unanimously to investigate and take appropriate action to protect and improve the water quality in Palmerstone Passage. The petition was signed by more than 500 locals and raises concerns about the flow-on effects since the tidal breakthrough at Bribie Island in early 2022. It says the waterway no longer flushes out to sea, which could lead to potential pollution and safety issues for water activities. It's been referred to Council's CEO to determine appropriate action.